This committee is being established to examine issues around international surrogacy. The committee will have 3 months to consider and make recommendations on measures regarding Irish children who were born via surrogates abroad. Our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally has the story. Alva, at the moment, are there any laws regulating surrogacy?
Well, currently there's no specific legislation for surrogacy in Ireland. Now, the general scheme of the Assisted Human Reproduction Bill, that's currently being drafted by the Department of Health with the Office of the Attorney General. The proposed legislation, it covers issues such as minimum requirements to be a surrogate, the legal status of all involved, the regulation of any financial aspect of the surrogacy arrangement and the process of consent. Now, the problem is that while it includes domestic altruistic surrogacy, it doesn't include international surrogacy, and this has led to calls from parents of children who were born via surrogacy abroad or who are currently going through international surrogacy to be included, because as it stands, the woman who gives birth to the child is the child's legal mother and guardian. So an Irish couple returning with their baby who was born via a surrogate abroad, on their return, the fathers have guardianship over the children because they're recognised as being the biological fathers, and this isn't the case for mothers. So they can apply for guardianship after 2 years and they can remain guardians until the children are 18 years of age. Many parents of children born from surrogacy, they say they want both parents legally recognised from the outset.
So is that the main issue then that this committee will have to consider?
Yes. Well, the terms of reference say that the committee will have to consider and make recommendations on measures to address issues arising from international surrogacy with regard to all aspects of the rights, interests and welfare of children born through international surrogacy. So the committee will hear and consider the views of organisations representing the rights and interests of children born through surrogacy, including surrogate mothers as well, intended parents, and anyone else the committee considers it appropriate to hear from. Now, it's expected it'll cover issues of like identity, children's rights, genetic, gestational, egg rights and so on. So ultimately, I think they're going to have to look at this in a way that they put the child first. And that is first and foremost, I'd say, their aim.
Alva, thank you so much for joining us with that. That was our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.